Welcome to Campus Connection on Connect FM. This is a closer look at the small but mighty Penn State Dubois campus and all it has to offer. And today we are talking with Dr. Stephen Feldbauer. Steve is at Penn State Dubois as a professor in the engineering department. Steve, thank you so much for being here today on Campus Connection on Connect FM.
Oh, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome. To start, Steve, would you please introduce yourself to the listeners and give us a brief personal and professional history, if you would?
Okay. Well, I'm from St. Mary's originally, but I didn't go to Penn State. I went to Carnegie Mellon down in Pittsburgh, and I actually have multiple degrees in biomedical engineering, metallurgical engineering, and material science, and then I went on to do my master's degrees and then a PhD in material science and engineering. Mm-hmm. I started out working in the steel industry out in Utah.
Okay.
And I was the manager of engineering for a steel mill out there and installed the world's largest continuous casting facility.
Wow.
And then from there, I moved on to an equipment manufacturer in Italy.
Oh.
And so I had offices both here in Pittsburgh as well as in Butthero, Italy. And we manufactured steel mills. And we did everything from building the small communities where the people would live and bring in the utilities, build the mills, put in ports, and then also build the steel mills and things to make products and do finishing of the products.
Wow.
And then from there, I ended up joining Abbott Furnace Company in St. Mary's, Pennsylvania, and got me closer to home. And I've been teaching at Penn State now just a little over 20 years.
Wow.
So it's really been a lot of fun.
A wild ride.
Yeah. But, worked internationally as well as domestically, and also, I guest lectured here and there, but been with Penn State quite a while.
Well, outstanding. Let's narrow it down to what you do as an instructor and in that role at the engineering program at Penn State Dubois. Give us an overview.
Well, I teach in both the two-year program as well as the four-year program.
Mm-hmm.
And in the two-year program, I teach the introduction to mechanical engineering.
Okay.
And that introduces the students to what it is to be an engineer and just the fundamentals of engineering as it relates to mechanical engineering. But then I work in the applied materials four-year program as well. And there I teach a number of the senior level courses. In particular, I do a lot in the powder metal industry.
Mm-hmm.
And I teach the powder metal classes, and I teach the heat and mass transport classes and thermodynamics, those kinds of things. So they're not the most loved classes, but they are some of the most necessary,
yes.
Especially in our area.
Important, yes, definitely in our area for the powdered metal industry. Now, there's a great statement on the Penn State Dubois website that I like. It says this about engineers. Engineers are creative problem solvers who make our lives better by designing and producing things that benefit people. Have you found that statement to be true in your own experience and as you help train young engineers at Penn State Dubois? And could you share an example or two of how that really plays out?
Oh, absolutely. That's one of the things about engineering is you are always faced with different problems, right? And you're always solving different things and working with different whether it be different materials or different problems or just, different tasks, right? And, I try to tell the engineers that, one of the most important aspects of engineering is being creative.
Mm.
And, you may wake up some morning and be reading the back of a box of Wheaties and all of a sudden it hits you that, oh, that's a great idea. That might help me solve a problem.
Yeah.
Right. And so it gives you a lot of opportunity to create, okay, as well as have a huge impact. I mean, some of the things that we work on or we have worked on over on our campus, for instance, the Godzilla engine in the large Super Duty for Ford.
Mm-hmm.
We did a lot of work with that fuel rail system and how to deliver the fuels and how to assemble that at our campus. We've worked on a lot of automotive things. We work on a lot of ammunition, things for the military.
Sure.
We do, we could be working on, a number of things in a given day. Okay. And so it's really it's really exciting. And what's really unique is it's not just me at the campus. We have some really amazing faculty as well. I encourage your viewers to go online. There's a thing out there where they say you can densify a quarter with a magnet. And what you do is you hit it with a really strong magnetic field, okay, and actually will actually make it denser than what a solid quarter would be.
Wow.
One of the people that worked on that project is Dr. Warioba at our campus.
Wow.
And so we have some really amazing faculty,
sure,
that have done some really cool things, and you can draw upon that on any given day.
Wow.
It's really exciting.
That is so neat. Let's talk about your personal journey. What, Steve, inspired and motivated you to become an engineer? And what would you tell someone listening today that may possibly be interested in pursuing an education in the engineering program at Penn State Du Bois?
Well, I'm going to be very honest with you. Okay. I didn't plan on being an engineer.
Oh, all right.
Okay. I looked at it and I saw it as a fantastic foundation for law.
Huh.
And I was originally going to go into product liability with the biomedical and the materials engineering as a good background to go into law. And then what happened was when I graduated, I got accepted to law school and they sent me the starting salaries of their graduating class.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized at that time their top graduate was taking $3,000 less than what I was offered for with my four-year degree.
Hmm.
And I said, why would I pay for 3 years of law school to take a pay cut?
Absolutely.
Okay. And I said, well, maybe I ought to rethink this and look at this and look at other opportunities. And at that time, I was given the opportunity to go on for a PhD in materials.
Mm-hmm.
And so I pursued that. I got my PhD. And like I said, that's what moved me forward into the steel industry and on into other industries as well.
Mm-hmm. So those that may have a hankering for the engineering field, what would you tell them?
Well, one of the things I get asked a lot, and this is, they say, well, there's so many types of engineers out there. How do I pick? And what I tell them is, don't shadow someone. The chances of you having the exact opportunities that I do are very small. Because just like that, I was going to be a lawyer, and the next thing I knew, I was a professor, right?
Yeah, right.
And so, when you go to school, and it doesn't matter in engineering or anything, you come out and you're faced with a couple choices, and you pick one, and you go down that path, and as you gain experience and expertise in something, you're given additional opportunities, and you pick a path.
Yeah.
So the chances of you having the same path as anyone else is slim to none, right?
Yeah, right?
What I would recommend is you look at what you know. The first thing to be an engineer, you have to love math.
Mm.
Math is the international language of engineering, okay? And if you love math, then the question is, well, how do I pick which one? Well, look at what you studied in school. Do you like physics? Well, if you like physics and mechanical things, that's a mechanical engineer.
Mm-hmm.
If you like chemistry, but you're not a big fan of physics, well, it's a chemical engineer.
Mm-hmm.
If you like both chemistry and physics, that's a materials engineer. That's what I do.
Sure.
If you like electrical stuff, that's electrical. Okay. If you like biology, that's the biomedical. So look at the courses that you've taken in school and say, are those the things that I would like to do for the rest of my life? Would I be interested in those things? And that's what's going to give you a better feel for what type of engineer to be.
Yeah.
And then I recommend go out to monster.com and look at the jobs that are available in that field. They'll tell you what they want you to be doing. They'll tell you where you're going to be living. For example, if you're an aerospace engineer, okay, if you don't like Wichita, that's not the field for you, okay?
They go together.
Right. Different industries have different areas where they tend to be located. And
exactly.
So if you go to monster.com, you'll start to see that, there are jobs available in Pittsburgh for metallurgists, materials engineers. But maybe there aren't as many of them in downtown New York City.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that'll help you pick where you want to live. Also the types of things, because they'll have a description of what the job will be. And that'll help you pick what you want to be.
Yeah. Fascinating conversation, Steve. We have to close out our time together, unfortunately, but as we do, could you share what you find to be the most enjoyable and fulfilling part of serving in the engineering department at Penn State Du Bois?
I would have to say, bar none, it's the students.
Yeah.
It is so rewarding to see them come in and succeed. I've had the pleasure of mentoring and working with students that have become the metallurgists working on nuclear submarines, to engineers who have worked on projects with the Army Corps of Engineers, and also engineers that have built amazing careers in the powder metal industry and in other industries as well. And so it's really seeing those students come in and seeing them, develop and then go out into the world and really make an impact. That's the greatest part of it.
That's it. Thank you so much, Steve Fellbauer, for spending time with us on today's Campus Connection.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. We look forward to hearing more about Penn State Du Bois in the weeks and months ahead. This has been Campus Connection on Connect FM.